Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org. So this is Laurie at Camden Community Radio, and I'm here with poet Terence Sweeney. Thanks for coming down to Camden Community Radio today. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Laurie. Cheers, it's great to be here.
So tell me a bit about how you first came across poetry and what made you want to start writing in the first place.
I came across poetry late in life, really, probably about a year ago. Got into writing through my first love is music. So about the age of 22, 23, I bought a guitar, went out and learned how to play it badly, started writing my own songs. But within a couple of years, my guitar playing didn't really develop how I would have hoped. My singing voice, as you can probably tell, it's a bit gravelly. But people made a lot of comments about the lyrics and the songwriting. And then I kind of just got into poetry from there, really.
Do you think there's a difference between poetry and lyrics? I find it very hard to write lyrics now after doing a lot with poetry. How do you find that?
Yeah, definitely. What I've found is you can say a lot more in a poem, I think, than you can in a song.
Definitely. So would you describe yourself as a page poet or a spoken word act? And do you think there's a difference between these two?
I've done a lot of poetry which would be better to be read, and there's a lot that's better to be spoken. I think there is a difference, but I don't think it's so much that the poet, but the poem. Really, I suppose what I've tried to do is I've tried to show a lot of variety in my work. There's a lot that would lend itself to being read.
So, a bit of a random question. If you could have written one book or poem in history, what would that be?
There's a poet out there called Gemini, he's wrote a poem called Poetic Bloodlines, which is about poetry and all the great poets, and it's kind of like a rap stroke poem. But it really is fantastic. It gives me hairs up on my arms when I hear it. It was when I first came across this guy, it really inspired my poetry in a big way. It gave my poetry a little kick up the butt and inspired me to push on.
And you say in the foreword of your book that you have no real poetic influences. This can't be true, can it?
The poetic influences that I have come since I've written poetry. Basically, as my poetry's developed, I've started looking into poetry and poets like Gemini. But beforehand, it literally just came from my own life experience and just feeling the need to write.
You just did free writing, almost, just to get stuff out of your system, really. It wasn't because you'd read a poem and thought, I want to write poetry of a poem.
Yeah, basically, what's happened with me is I've tried to not write poetry. And I just have to do it for some reason. I sort of almost felt cursed by it, you know, plagued by it. It kind of goes around my head at night when I'm trying to sleep and everything. People were asking me, when I told them I write poetry, they were saying, who are your influences?
And definitely.
So I was saying things like William Wordsworth and all sorts of things, because I just wanted them to think that I was, you know, a real deal as a poet. But the truth of the matter is, you know,
It just comes naturally to you.
Yeah, it just seems to come out of me for some reason.
No, that's fantastic. So what made you make the jump between sort of laying in bed at night, having the words go around in your head and writing them down, and then obviously self-publishing two collections? When did that change happen? When did you decide that that's what you wanted to do?
I moved to Islington and I made some friends over that way that were into poetry and spoken word on stage. And I was encouraged to come along to a couple of nights and then start getting involved. And because of the response I had, first of all, they were just songs that I'd written that I turned into poems. Because I had such a positive response and I got a bit of a buzz out of it, I carried on and it's just sort of gone from there, really.
What was it that gave you the buzz? The fact that you were getting your words across to people, or the fact that you were actually having a chance to perform?
I think it's a little bit of both, really. It's getting my words across and the buzz of performing. But for someone to, I mean, I'm not in this for pats on the back, but when someone comes up to you and says, I really felt what you meant, it's a nice feeling.
Yeah, it makes your writing in the middle of the night seem completely worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Silly, you work in the fire service as well, outside of being a poet. How does being a poet and a fireman sort of influence your poetry, if it does at all, and how do you actually find time to write?
We're lucky with us firefighters. We're lucky that the job lends itself to giving you a bit of free time. Your shift is all crammed in the 4 days, and then you get 4 days off. So I have free time to write poetry. But what happens is where you're used to doing night shifts, then you come off these night shifts, you try and sleep at night and you can't. And in the early hours of the morning seems to have has become quite a creative period for me with regards to poetry. The whole world's asleep and I'm sitting at my kitchen table with an exercise book and a pen.
No, well, I think it's a massive achievement with the job and how full on it is that you've managed to put together two books and obviously self-publish all this material. You've got a book launch happening at Tufnell Park at a venue called The Hideaway, haven't you, which is absolutely fantastic venue. Can we pick up your book anywhere else after this, or is it basically come and see you and get a book?
No, the book can be got on Amazon, authorsonline.co.uk have it. You can get it in the form of an e-book.
Lovely.
I think there's a couple of Waterstones around London are taking it on a trial run. I know Finchley and Hampstead are. And I'm in the process of setting up some more little local bookshops. So keep your eyes peeled and I'm sure that they'll appear here and there on the show.
That is fantastic. So keep your eyes peeled for The Juggler and Dirty Rotten Poems by Terence Sweeney and get yourself down to his book launch on June the 1st. Starts about 8 o'clock, doesn't it? So sort of get down for 7:30, get yourself a beer. And it's happening at Tufnell Park at a really cute little venue called The Hideaway. So thank you so much for joining us at Camden Community Radio.
Thank you. Good
luck with your book launch. I think we're going to finish with you reading a bit of a poem, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay. I've got a poem here I'm going to do. It's called Circular Round. It's just about every life cycle there is. Circular, round, movement, sound, speed, travelling, life unravelling, ashes burning, seasons returning, leaving, breathing, wheels turning. Nature working, honest, true, decay, erosion, making new. People changing, rearranging, interchanging stages. Babies born, bodies worn, consumed by war, dust. Moonlight, spotlight, open scars, reflected on by sea and stars. Global morning, warmly forming, sins may be forgiven. Rest in peace, this round will cease, another will be risen. Technology, rapid, science, space, vision, light and sound. Speed, travelling, life unravelling, movement, circular, round.
Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org.